Now, in our big conversation this morning, how involved should we get in our local communities? Should we do more? Could we do more? Should we get a council tax rebate if we do more? There's a thought. 0845 30 30 961. And should we be able to set our own speed limits in our local communities rather than relying on the Highways Agency or on local councils? Someone who's got a view on that, Ian Bellchamber from the Road Safety Action Group in Dorset. Ian, good to have you there. Thanks for joining us.
Hi, good morning.
So what do you think of this concept from Baroness Newlove, who is the community's champion, that basically it's down to us rather than down to them?
Well, I suppose there are some elements of that which are useful, but it's a bit of a nonsense, really, asking people what speed limit they want outside their front door, because everyone's going to say, well, I want it to be 5 miles an hour here.
Yeah.
And it's
how do you you're so right. How do you manage that?
Well, speed limits are important. I've been known to be sort of rather against the way speed cameras and other enforcements have actually been implemented, certainly in Dorset. But they are, it is possible to work out what a speed limit should be based on various factors, characteristics of the road, road usage, visibility, all of those things. And there is a right answer to what a speed limit should be. And that should be established by scientific methods, really, not by just people thinking, well, you know, someone got hurt here, so therefore the speed limit has to go down. That seems to be the way our councils are thinking, without actually looking at the actual cause or whether or not there are more effective methods to deal with those problems.
So are you worried, Ian, as someone who, because we've spoken before about speed cameras, which you think are in the wrong place and are just a cash cow, so people will go, oh, right, he thinks there shouldn't be speed limits, we're all being made to drive too slowly. But are you worried from your perspective that actually this will just bring us all down to a crawl of 20 is plenty across the whole nation everywhere?
There's certainly that danger, yes. That is a big worry. And really, the other thing that they don't seem to be thinking about is what actually is happening to speeds, because you introduce an unrealistic limit, you don't enforce it properly. Where you do enforce it, you enforce it with a yellow box that everyone can see and ignore, or just brake as they go past it. So if you actually want to achieve lower speeds, these limits that we've got everywhere and these cameras aren't actually achieving that anyway.
If you live in an estate where there's people speeding down your residential road, or you live in a village where people are all speeding, the other side of it is people will be, local residents will be going, well, people drive too fast, I want to be able to bring it down from 40 to 30, or from the national speed limit of 60 to 40, and therefore this is a way of making sure people can have what they want rather than what some boffin says. That's the other side of it, isn't it?
Well, again, yes, there is a right speed limit for a location, but I think in a lot of the cases where people are complaining about speed, it's probably because the existing speed limit is being ignored and not policed properly. You look at any of the roads around here which have had quite ridiculous reductions in some cases.
Where are you? Just to tell people where you are, Ian.
In Dorset, in Poole.
Okay, thank you.
And we've got proper dual carriageways now with speed limits of 30, 40 and 50. And the speed limit is ignored, just as it was when we had NSL.
So, what's NSL?
A national speed limit.
Thank you.
70 for a dual carriageway.
Yeah.
And, you know, so the speed limit just isn't working. It wasn't working before and it isn't working now, because we don't have any proper policing.
So, should communities... Interesting, it comes the day after we report there's going to be less traffic police. Should communities set their own speed limits?
I think they should help. They should. The whole thing about road safety should be a contribution between the authorities and the people. But at the end of the day, speed limits need to be set by scientific methods and enforced.
Okay, Ian, thank you very much for your thoughts. Do you agree with Ian or disagree? 0845 30 30 961. We're talking about should communities get more involved, perhaps setting their own speed limits, perhaps getting money back from the proceeds of assets seized from criminals going directly into the community. And here's an interesting thought: council tax rebates for people who get involved. Okay, now I'm asking this morning, Kev, should we be allowed to set the speed limit outside our front door? Should local people be allowed to set their own speed limits? The argument for is that you know what how fast the cars go outside your house.
Yep.
The argument against, we've just heard, is that everyone will go, well, I want everyone to get 5 miles an hour outside my door, and we'd all be walking to work.
Yeah, I'd be one of those, I think.
Really?
I'm thinking about it, yeah, I'd say about 10 miles an hour.
That's what you'd have, 10 miles
an
hour?
Yeah,
yeah. Really?
I know. It's terrible, isn't it? That's why nobody sets their own speed limits.
So, therefore, the question, is the rub. Do you think locals should be allowed to set their own speed limits, bearing that in mind?
No.
Right. Kevin, thank you. So Kevin says no. I want to hear what you say this morning. It's our big conversation today. Should local residents be allowed to set their own speed limits? 0845 30 30 961. Should local communities be allowed to set their own speed limits? Morning, Wendy.
Good morning.
In Bitton. Very good to have you there. So what do you think? Good idea or bad idea?
I think it's a good idea. So, I really do, for people to sort of, you know, make their or suggest a speed limit.
So when Kevin says, and these are his views, not the BBC's, well, hold on, we'll all be saying we want it at 5 miles an hour, 10 miles an hour. This is crazy. If we all do it ourselves, we won't even be able to drive down the road. What do you say to that?
Well, I think really, to just be sensible about it, and obviously I wouldn't sort of say 5 or 10 miles an hour, you know, but I mean, I think, you know, if you came to a sensible speed limit, I think it would be safety for all of us.
Is 20 miles an hour, Portsmouth has this, Salisbury has it, I'd love to hear from people who live in a 20 mile an hour road whether it's working for them and actually whether they like more of it. Have you driven through a 20 mile an hour zone recently?
I actually have, yes.
And what
did
you think?
I think where those stretches are, to be sensible, I think they're fair, because usually it's houses and things, and
okay,
there's people walking around. I think that's fine, because it's only a small distance, isn't it? It doesn't go for miles and miles.
So should communities be able to set their own speed limits? And you say
yes.
Right, not agreeing with Kevin this morning. Now, we are talking on our big conversation this morning about setting our own speed limits and should communities be allowed to do that. This is all part of suggestions by Baroness New Love, whose husband Gary was murdered by a gang of teenagers in Warrington in 2007. And this has divided you. A good idea? Bad idea? What do you think? 0845 30 30 961. Pam, good morning.
Good morning,
hello,
Julian.
Now, you live on a tiny street in Fremantle with a bend.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a bit like being on a racetrack, isn't it?
It is.
Yeah.
It is, exactly.
Yeah.
What's the speed limit?
What's the speed limit at the moment, just so we know?
I really don't know.
Right, okay.
I wouldn't like to say.
Right. It must be 30. Is it a residential street?
Yes.
Well, it's 30. It's got to be. Okay, right, it's 30. So do you think 30... Well, two questions. Are these people who are racing up and down doing more than 30? And is 30 the right speed limit? Because, of course, it could be that you've just got people going up and down like Brown's Hatch because they're breaking the limit.
I think that is what's happening, Julian, to be honest with you.
Would you like a speed camera?
Oh, yes, please.
I'm talking about one that you hold. Would you be prepared to stand out with a yellow jacket? And?
Yep, with pleasure.
Yeah.
Because, like I said to Kim just now, my house, I have no garden of my front at all. I have just a wall and then a cemented area for which, I don't know, 2 foot, less than that. And then my bay window, and because the cars come up so quickly or go down so quickly, you know, if they have to brake or, you know, twist quickly to divert from another car that is coming up the opposite way or down the opposite way,
do you worry they could go through your window?
It's quite true.
Yeah, yeah.
Yes.
Pam, let me put the other point to you, because you see, let's say it is a 30 in your road. I don't know, but it is. It's a residential road. It's highly likely. This could be not about the speed limit being set, but the policing of it. Now, yesterday we were hearing about less traffic officers on the roads. So therefore, you know, it's all very well having, say, a 20 mile an hour limit in your road, but if there's no one to enforce it, then it won't make any difference, will it?
No.
Okay,
no.
I'm asking the question, should communities set their own speed limits? And you say...
Yes.
Okay, Pam in Fremantle, thank you. Dennis in Fremantle, I love this. On my screen says, this is all total nonsense. Dennis, I like a man who's plain speaking. Thank you, thank you very much indeed for your call. Good morning, by the way.
Good morning, Julian.
And you're a member of the Institute of Advanced Driving for over 25 years.
Yes.
And I want to know what you think about this, because am I right in saying that the Institute's view about this is actually most drivers drive at the speed that the road allows?
Well, that's the philosophy of the Institute of Advanced Motorists. I mean, hearing what was said this morning by the Minister or for Community Affairs, that putting up a sign saying 20 or 30 is going to cure speeding is a total, utter nonsense. All it's going to do is clutter the streets with more road signs. Mm. The point is, it's also as well, Julian, because as... I forgot his name now, your sports commentator says,
Kev.
5 miles an hour, 10 miles an hour.
Yeah.
That will increase pollution greatly, CO2 emissions and all the rest of it, so we'll have more polluted air quality. But the important thing is, Julian, none of this addresses the real problem, which is bad driving. Now, the point is, if people drive with awareness and anticipation and drive according to the weather conditions and the situation, i.e. people being around or whatever, then they drive at the correct speed and there are no problems at all and there will be no accidents.
Well, now, when we talked about this, I think, last year, the conversation actually got focused in on whether we were responsible for our actions or whether the nanny state had to tell us what to do. Now, the example I gave near where I live, there's a bridge called Gordleton Mill Bridge, which is on a sea road that runs between Hordle and Lymington. Mm-hmm. Now, the speed limit, when I was a lad, the speed limit over that bridge was 60 miles an hour. It was the national speed limit on that road. And if you went over it at 60 miles an hour, by the way, you would be dead and you'd go into the river by Gordleton
exactly.
Mill.
Yeah.
Then it came down to 40, and now recently it's come down to 30. Now, what was interesting when we discussed this last year was actually probably the speed limit for that bridge is probably 20, because anyone who goes over it, if you go over it above about 20, you'll come off the road. So the question is, do you need to have a speed limit there to say the bleeding obvious, or do you need to let people decide how to drive their car? I don't have an answer. I'm merely putting the debate forward, which comes to the nub of what you're saying.
Well, the point is, Julian, I think what should be done is there should be a further test other than the normal driving test, which tests people's awareness, situation, reading of an area. You can tell by the edges as to whether it's a sharp bend or whatever,
yeah.
And you drive accordingly and you drive smoothly. I mean, they're even talking about putting a 50-mile-an-hour limit on the A31 coming down from the Pulner Hill. That is ridiculous. It's a good dual carriageway. There should be no need for any mishaps at all whatsoever there. If the traffic is heavy because stuff is coming out of the slip road from Ringwood, you slow down and you allow the traffic to filter in.
And of course the problem with this is, of course, on at 3 in the morning when there's no traffic, you still expected to do 50 miles an hour. So you're saying we need to learn how to drive, and a speed limit doesn't mean you drive to it.
No, exactly.
Yeah, okay. So, but what do you say to the last lady who says, you know, they're going, she doesn't know the speed limit in her road, but she thinks it might be 30, but she thinks people are driving along it faster than that, and she'd happily go and stand outside her house with a speed gun. Give her one, please.
She was talking about that she's worried about traffic sort of crashing into her house or whatever. Now, I don't know the particular road concern, but if it's a sort of narrow road, or it's twisty, or it's bendy, or there's houses right on the edge of the road, then you certainly don't drive along there at a colossal speed.
But people do.
Irrespective of whatever. I know they do. This is because of the bad driving situation.
Right. So,
and with all these things, Julian,
yeah.
We're never tackling the cause. We're only tackling the symptoms.
Yeah, no,
and it's time that people woke up, because we all reckon we're good drivers. We all reckon we're the best.
Mm.
But that is rubbish. Because you've only got to look at the roads and look at the A31 and the amount of accidents. How can accidents happen on a motorway and a dual carriageway?
But people will say that's why they need a speed limit of 50. And you're saying, and I won't go round again on the argument, you're saying we need to learn how to drive
we
properly.
We need
rather
to
than
learn how to drive properly.
Okay,
exactly.
So the government,
if we put in another test, the government could rake in loads and loads of money, which would help towards our budget deficit.
Dennis, should communities be allowed to set their own speed limits?
Absolutely not.
Right, there you are, Dennis from Verwood.
Speed limits?
Yeah, yeah.
Yes, let me just say, West Street Ride.
Yeah.
Ride School having a lot of work done there, so now you can't use the front gate, and you'll never be able to use the front gate, so most of the children now come out the side gate, and traffic going down that road is far, far too fast. So I think, yes, obviously it's got to be done officially, but if you're near a school, every school should be 15, 20 mile an hour. Every school in Britain. I don't care what anyone else says. I'm telling you, there's nothing more important than keeping our children safe. Everybody should be crawling outside schools.
And I think, can I throw in my thought, which is, I think, no, this is a bit controversial, but I have mentioned it before. I think we need to come up with a system whereby, like on the M25, we have variable speed limits outside schools. I think there should be some button that the head presses. So in school term time,
yeah,
and at peak times, it does the speed limit, and then out of school term time, because what's the point of having a 15 mile an hour when there's no kids there?
That's clever. That
and I just
clever.
Think we've got to use technology and actually get to grips, because that's the best of both worlds.
This is exactly what happened outside Rye School. They wanted a pelican crossing. They waited 20 years. The local authority didn't give them that. They gave them a set of traffic lights. Now, those traffic lights help in school hours, but they're on 24 hours a day.
Mm.
And
well,
the school has over 3 months off a year.
Yeah, yeah, thank
so
you.
So it's just one school. So
yeah,
those lights...
So I'd like... That's what I'd like, is variable speed
common
limits
sense.
Outside school. So in the summer holidays, you can be doing 30 of it. It's 40 even. That's fine. But at drop-off time and in the afternoon, pick-up time... It changes.
Mm. Away from schools, ironically, don't forget, I live in Portsmouth,
yeah,
where we've got the 20 mile an hour speed limits.
Kim?
Nobody does it.
Well, that worked then. But you see, Dennis in Verwood would say, well, that's because it was never going to work, because motorists actually set. Now, that's how, in the old days, that's how they set speed limits. They watched what speed the mean motorist was using on a road,
yeah,
and then they go, right, this is a road where they actually, unless you're mad or you're very, very slow, you're driving about between 40 and 50, we'll set the limit at 50. That's the way it was done, rather than on accident reports.
Mm.
So, of course, presumably 20 isn't working.
There's
why,
very few people. I mean, I've tried it. I've done it before, and you get cars coming up right up behind you, kind of getting frustrated and trying to push you forward, going faster.
Mm.
So
okay,
it's an interesting one.
We continue the conversation shortly. Should we be allowed to set our own speed limits where we live? That's one of the suggestions in the news this morning. We'll come back to the phones in a moment. Speed limits, should we set our own speed limits? Chris, what do you think?
Having listened to Dennis just now, he spoke an awful lot of sense, I think, really. Perhaps in principle it's a good idea, but it's the enforcement again, isn't it? You still can't enforce these speed limits.
So do you agree with our own Kevin James, who's saying, well, we'd all want 5 or 10 minutes per hour outside our house, so it would all get out of control.
Well, you've got to agree with Kevin. He's right all the time, isn't he, of course? No, but I drive for a living, taxi and private hire. We've had some speed humps put on South One Overcliff down Wentworth Avenue near where I live. Okay, it slows cars down for a fraction of a second or two, then of course they speed up again. And the same happens in other areas like that with speed cameras as well. You go through a speed camera at the correct speed, then you speed up again. But it's all about down to driving. I'm showing my age now. I'll just recall a programme about long time ago called Highway Patrol.
Oh, yeah.
Called Broderick Crawford.
Oh, my goodness, yes. Right.
He always used to finish up by saying, it's not the car that kills, it's the driver.
Yeah, you said it,
and
Chris. I'm going to leave it there. Should communities set their own speed limits? And you say?
Probably not.
Thank you.